Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Human Crafted Radio on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM station. I'm Zach Churchill, and we have an in-studio session happening right now with Australian artist Georgie K. She's a transplant over to SoCal. Hey, Georgie.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm super stoked to have you here, and it's your first time kind of hanging in Laguna, right?
It definitely is.
Well, you have a crazy resume. You've done a lot, and we're going to get into it all. But this is your latest. This is the latest version of yourself as an artist. And you just put out a single called Scary People, which you're going to play in a little bit. But first, you're going to play something else for us. What's up right now?
This song is, it's called God Complex. And it's about being young and kind of, you know, not really caring about anyone else. And you go in that selfish phase when you're a young kid, you're just having fun and you're just exploring. So
I'm gonna relate because that's exactly where I still am. Haven't broken out of that yet.
Perfect.
All right, this is Georgie K live at our Pearl Street studios with an original song called God Complex.
What you waiting there for? What you waiting there for? What you waiting there? Let me take away the tension. I put the devil on hold. You see that look in my eyes? See that look in my eyes? See that look in my, look in my? I'll make you fall in love with me. You'll never get out. Walk around with a God complex, 'cause everyone knows. I'm done with you now. Line them up, let me see who's next. Line them up, let me see who's next.
Australian native Georgie K. live in studio. That was her song called God Complex. How you doing, Georgie?
I'm doing pretty well. How you doing?
I'm doing great. That song just got me in a very contemplative state of mind.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, I can relate to that for sure. It's like, to me, it was like, you mentioned you're like when you're walking around, life is all about you and you got a God complex, you're angry at the world and you think you have it all figured out and you can handle it all on your own. That's what I got out of it. That's a space that I'm familiar with. I want to run everything, run the show.
Yeah. One man band.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's and awesome. If people could see you, I love your setup. It's really interesting. You're doing everything from your laptop. You got a little keyboard to play piano on, and you got a little drum pad, and you're just rocking out.
It's great.
Is this?
It's a good vibe.
It's a great.
My
vibe.
Favorite setup for sure. It's so fun, and it's like, it's just the best thing to play with every time. Like the looping, overlapping, building up synths and bass, and then putting down like laying down a drum track and stuff. Like just hitting things is so fun, and so I love it. It's like a form of release for me. Performing.
Is this new for you? I know you used to kind of do the acoustic singer-songwriter thing, right?
I sure did, yeah. Serenading old dudes in bars. But you have to start somewhere.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. And for some of us, we just stay there.
That's
but
true.
You've moved on. You're on the next, you're in the next stage of your artistic identity.
Yes.
So
it feels right.
Let's give everybody a little bit of a background on you. You're from Western Australia?
Yeah, originally I was born in London.
Okay.
And then I grew up in Australia. So WA, Western Australia is my home.
And you started playing guitar when you were pretty young. You picked up your dad's right-handed guitar and you started playing it upside down like Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, I didn't sound anything like Jimi Hendrix. I was pretty terrible.
Well, that's humble of you.
Well, it's just the truth. It was awful, but it was so much fun. You know, music speaks to a lot of us, and there was a time in my life when I was younger and saw that guitar and thought, I'm going to learn how to play you. I don't know how to read music, so I just go by shapes and, you know, trial and error, really.
I started playing guitar when I was 13.
Nice.
Yeah. And then that led to, I don't know, is that kind of when you started going down the road of like knowing you wanted to do something with music or art?
Honestly, I wanted to be a shark scientist.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I wanted to be. And then music sort of, I just fell into music's lap and then it kind of just worked out over the course of those years. Like 5 years ago, you know, starting doing music and getting told by well-respected people in the music industry, like thumbs up, like, you know, you won this award, that award, whatever, like, you know, keep going, you're doing a good job. And I just kind of went with it because it worked. So.
Well, it's never too late to fulfill your dreams of being a shark scientist. We've had a ton of sharks this summer.
I thought you were about to say you had a ton of shark scientists in here. I was like, that's amazing.
No, but have you heard that we've had like we've had attacks and tons of sightings. They've been coming up to us.
Which
down
is
here.
A bit full on.
Yeah.
It's scary. But you know, it's their environment. They're hanging out.
Hey, we're killing
their food supply, so they're like, well, I wanna come a bit closer and suss out what's going on here.
Well, not everybody has that point of view, so you should come here and protect the sharks. We need advocates.
As long as I get to wear a cape.
Of course, you can wear whatever you want.
Underwear over my jeans. What? Shark protector.
Forever. Georgie K, number one shark protector. And if you're just tuning in, she is a SoCal-based singer-songwriter. She's from Australia, grew up in Australia, but born in London.
Mm-hmm.
And later you moved to London, but before we get there, you won a few Western Australian Music Industry Awards for your Song of the Year, for their Song of the Year contest. Talk a little bit about that. How'd you get involved with that?
I pretty much wrote a demo on GarageBand. I think I was in my second, 11th grade, and I submitted it. No one knew who I was. Music industry was like a whole new world to me. And so I just submitted the song and ended up winning. And I get up there to make a speech. And this is just in, you know, in Perth, my hometown. And it was a big deal for someone that nobody knows just to walk up and everyone's like, who the hell is that? Like, who's this little Justin Bieber looking kid? Because I used to have, you know, the good old haircut. We have to go through these phases in life. It just has to happen. So I get up there and that kind of gave me some recognition nationally,
mm-hmm.
you know, over the East Coast, like Melbourne and Sydney and stuff. So it just opened more doors and it was amazing. It was very surreal. And the same with, you know, the other awards that followed with my whole year of Yes thing. So,
yeah, well, we have to talk about that because that's definitely that's got to be one of the reasons you're here today and it led you here. You had a year of Yes where you said yes to pretty much every opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
You were around what, 18?
I was 18.
So
2011
so
was my year of Yes.
What made you decide to do that? Because it wasn't the movie Yes Man, right?
No, I
don't even know if that was out back then.
I'm not even sure I've seen that.
Jim Carrey?
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't work
Zooey
out
Deschanel's
for him, but
it too,
yes, it didn't work out for him, but it seems to have worked for you.
Well, it was good. I definitely learned a lot of good things and not so good things, which in turn end up being positive anyway, because you get a lesson out of it. So, but it led to an acting role in this director. She's amazing, Jane Campion. She did this TV series, a mini series on BBC. It's on Netflix and everything as well.
No way, I have to go watch. What's it called?
Top of the Lake.
Okay.
And they're bringing out the second season now after, you know, the first one was like, I think 4 years ago. So the second season's coming out now and it's amazing. Like Liz Moss is in it.
Are you in the second season?
I'm not.
Are you, but you've written
I play a tree.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm in it. I play a tree, just hanging out in the background.
Wow. You're everything. You're everywhere.
I'm not in that one. I'm not really a tree.
Are you writing any music for that? Or I know you've been writing some music for TV and film.
Not for that particular one, but I'm very excited to see it because it's such like a cool family to be a part of. And the series itself is just very raw and honest. And I feel like True Detective and those kind of series came afterwards. They were, you know, influenced by Top of the Lake and the rawness and just brutality of it, you know, like harsh realism. So
did you enjoy that acting experience?
Yeah, that was so much fun. And it's something I never thought I would have done. And now I really want to act in, like, I'm learning Swedish because I want to be in, like, Swedish horror films. I'm, like, a big fan of horror films. So I just feel like...
You have the most, the craziest interests. Like, your set of interests are very unique and eclectic and all over the map. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
But that's cool. That makes you who you are.
Yeah. That was one thing.
I wish we had more time than this. I want to get to know you. You seem like a pretty cool person.
Thanks, man. Likewise.
Thank you. So after that, you moved to London.
Mm-hmm.
You signed with your first major record label,
mm-hmm.
Parlophone Records.
Yep.
Coldplay, Gorillaz also were on that. Then you spent the next 3 years writing in the studio, collaborating with songwriters and producers, and that's kind of how you got your chance with... Is that what led to the collaboration with Swedish House Mafia?
No, that was my year of Yes. That also... Not only did that bring the acting, but it also brought me saying yes to working with some DJs that were doing really well in Melbourne, Aussie guys, and super lovely, fun to work with. They flew me over because I said yes, and we did this song. I didn't think much like of it after we did. I was like, great song, cool, like, I don't know how the whole industry works. Where does it go? At this time, I'm just this young kid, you know, having fun writing. And then I'm on set for Top of the Lake and I'm hearing that the song is like Axwell from Swedish House Mafia, heard it at Miami Dance Conference. And I'm like, who's Axwell? Who's Swedish House Mafia? Dance, EDM is so new to me at this point. And then it just kind of snowballed and just escalated and it blew up. It was amazing. And the whole world was like, it was the number one dance anthem of like 2013 or 2012, one of those years.
That was In My Mind by mm-hmm. Swedish House Mafia. I think we're going to have to play that at the end of this.
It's like definitely wake people up. It's quite like...
I'm not sure it fits our format, but maybe.
It's a nice little like paying homage to old school GK. So that's cool.
And
I like it.
And that whole experience has informed what you do today. I mean, you're starting to dabble in electronic music with your project, your latest project as a solo artist. Before we get into your most recent incarnation and in your trip to, not your trip, but your move to LA. Mm-hmm. Let's hear another song. I really want to, I think people are sick of hearing my voice. I'm sure they're enjoying hearing yours, but it's time to get to the
music.
You
got a lovely voice.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a face for radio. That's what they say. No. All right. What are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear Toxins. And it's a very personal song for me. It's like a therapy song, you know, very self-reflective, being aware of the darker side of yourself and embracing it. It's part of you. It bounces you out, you know. Without that, the good can't shine through. So it's kind of like being aware and accepting, this is who I am, these are my fractures, these are my flaws. I'm going to wear it like a badge, you know, like I'm proud of it. So that's beautiful. Essentially what it means.
Beautiful. All right, this is Georgie K live at our Pearl Street Studios with an original tune called Toxins. Take it away. Was a live in studio performance by Georgie K. That song's called Toxins. That is gonna blow up.
Thanks.
It's not out yet, right?
It's not, no. Yeah. But it will be soon.
Is that, yeah, so you just released a single, Scary People, and we're gonna hear that live as well. But when are we gonna be able to hear Toxins and God Complex? When are we gonna be able to purchase that? Is that gonna be on a release altogether coming up?
I'd like to put it all together, you know. I have a second single that I'm working on at the moment, and then we'll see how that goes, whether or not I bring out the body of work, you know, as a full entity after that, or I give it another single and then bring it out. Either way, it's coming next year without a doubt. So,
all right. Well, I want it as soon as it's out. At least I'm recording the session so I can play Toxins whenever I want. Yeah. And I can listen to it whenever I'm feeling down and not accepting the darker parts of myself.
Mm-hmm. Love those guys. And they're denial. Good. They help you out. You know.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can't work on them if you don't, acknowledge them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's just a really well-written song. Like, just beautifully crafted. It's very simple, and the words are just, they're heart-wrenching. So, thank you for sharing that with us.
Anytime.
If you're just tuning in, Georgie K is new to L.A. You were in London before this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what made you decide to leap over to Los Angeles?
Really just a change of scenery. London was great. I learned so much there, riding with all these people, and just really kind of backseat driving and learning, I can produce my own stuff. Why don't I give that a try? Like, I'll go back in my bedroom, record stuff, and then we'll take it from there. Because when you have such a strong creative direction, it's kind of good to get as much out that you can first before bringing anyone else in to the mix, because then you fully get your ideas out. You can bring that to life and then get someone else or a team of people to help you at the end, you know.
But let the raw concept form as much as possible before you bring others in. That's one way to stay authentic and true in your writing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the, there's so many different, you know, methods and ways to work. So that one seems to be, at least for now, the one that works for me. And London was great. I went to raves, like deep house, tech house. I was like, oh my God, like this bass sound, I want to create this sound. This sounds like Alien or Blade Runner, and I want that sound. I want to make that. I want to, you know, like manipulate it and make it my own and stuff. And I was doing all these vocal chops, which I love, because if I record something and then I chop it up and I play it on my keyboard, no one else can make that sound because it's my voice, it's my sound. And so I love being able to manipulate organic
things. That world
things.
is so foreign to me, but you've been working on learning your chops for mixing and production.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, you get to sample your own audio. That's
so
really
much fun to just like jam on.
and do you want to, you were telling me about your secret vocal effect and, do you mind sharing that with the world, or should we keep it a secret?
No, I'm definitely down to share it.
Because I was really surprised, because it's so unexpected, but what's your favorite way to record vocals?
It is GarageBand, which I'll go in, and I have these amazing microphones that I've, you know, won or like bought, whatever, or being given, and I've used them before, and it just doesn't bring out, you know, the real like rawness and that feeling when in that moment when you first record and write something. So I'll just sing into my laptop mic. Just
see, that's what gets me.
Sing into my computer like that.
That's crazy. I'm just picturing you recording lead vocals straight into your computer, just screaming
just
at it, like
yelling into my computer. It's the weird. It probably looks really weird, to be honest, but Epic Diva is the name, which I find hilarious because I am in no way an epic diva, but
what's it called?
It's called Epic Diva.
Epic Diva
is the vocal like effect name.
Wow.
And it's old school GarageBand, and it's amazing. You just kind of, you know, work on the reverb and the dial back the delay a little bit, and it just hits a great spot with my voice. I was like, why would I change this?
That's brilliant. Thank you for sharing your special ingredient. So you're out here. You moved out here about a year ago, settling in. You've already done quite a bit. You performed at the Mint and a bunch of great places up in LA. And what's this experience been like for you? How are you enjoying LA?
Oh, it's terrible. No, I love it. It's amazing here. Like, I've played.
I was going to co-sign that, but you were just kidding. Because
Or am I?
Laguna Beach is where it's at.
It is beautiful here.
It's not too far from LA, but it's not quite as
frustrating.
It's
very laid back. It reminds me a lot of Perth, actually, my hometown. It's very chill and by the beach. No complaints. Super chill here.
Awesome.
I feel at home. But wait, what was the question?
Sorry, I interrupted you. The question was how you're liking LA.
I love it. Absolutely love it. I played the Twilight concert series recently, actually, at Santa Monica Pier, and that was unbelievable. And Echo Park Rising. And
so you actually go out and you do stuff? You don't just like lock yourself in your room and
I do a bit of that.
Beats and stuff?
Yeah, I try to keep a balance sometimes. It's hard to
keep a balance. And watch horror movies?
Yes.
Swedish horror movies?
Yeah. So good. So good.
Well, if any of you want to catch Georgie live up in L.A., you've got a couple dates coming up. You're going to be at the Hi-Hat up in Eagle Rock, I believe, on September 7th with Kosher Dills,
mm-hmm.
who I randomly met at Warped Tour,
which is
the last place I ever wanted to be. But they sent me there, the station. My program director sent me there.
Was it just you there?
No, it was me and an intern. It was the worst experience of my life.
Why?
Never going to Warped Tour again. I hope nobody's listening to this.
Everyone from the Warped Tour is like,
my opinion does not represent the opinion of the radio station. But it's just not my cup of tea. But
That's all right. But
he was there and he like showed up at our KX booth and our pop up and like he gave me like his single or his CD or something he was talking about.
He's
stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah,
he's such a lovely dude and he's super talented and he's great. Like, I'm very excited for that one. That's going to be fun.
Yeah, so that's September 7th at the Hi-Hat. And then later on in September, on Saturday the 23rd, Akbar.
Yeah, that's in Silver Lake. And I'll be playing with my friends, Patience. They're super dope.
Oh, your friend's a doctor? You're going to be playing with his Patience?
With
that's
Patience,
weird.
Yeah. It's a,
they're
oh, the, great.
The band's the called band Patience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not what?
Sorry. Sorry, ignore me.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
All right, September 3rd at Akbar with Patience.
Yeah,
like,
it's going to be great.
Like
super
like the virtue, Patience the virtue, or like a doctor's patience?
Virtue.
Okay, so to have patience.
It is like doctor's patience.
Oh, so it's like, that's the name of the band, Patience.
Mm-hmm. And they're amazing. Like,
okay.
Visually, so good. Unbelievable.
And sonically?
Sonically, just vibes for days.
Great.
We're a really great fit, so it's going to be fun.
And do you just do what you're doing by yourself, or do you bring anybody else up for these kind of shows?
At the moment, it's just me, like little lone wolf hanging out up here.
Lonely little monster.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep.
Nice. I see what you did there.
I'm just too quick.
You just whip for days.
Now I don't know what to say. Why'd you have to say that?
What?
Now I don't know what to say.
Okay.
Now my mind, I just had a blank.
Hey, real quick.
What's up?
What do you call a girl standing in the middle of a tennis court? A net.
What? I don't get it. What?
A net.
What? Oh, a net, like the name. Like that's a girl's name? Okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm so... See,
and she's a net.
Yeah, she's Annette, but she's also like her name is Annette.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that name here.
It's not an American
name. I don't know
name.
Anybody named Annette. Maybe
what,
a couple people.
What is Annette?
There's a few. So let's talk about stuff. Let's talk about about your social medias. Where can people find you?
Oh, well, georgiek.com is my website. It's gotten a fancy new fresh lick of paint.
It's great. I love it. I'm on it. I'm on it right now.
Oh, there it is.
It's pretty cool.
Very simple. You can follow me on all the socials are all up there, like Instagram. I love Instagram so much.
Your shows aren't up yet, though.
No, I need
it's
to
It's okay.
That.
I forgive you because I do the same thing. I'm
Thank you,
about
though.
That. But if you go to georgiek.com,
you can hear the single.
You can hear the single, Scary People.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at the artwork for it, which is pretty trippy. Do you have a bloody nose?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
there's a bunch of little promo vids on there too, and like lyrics as well. You can read the lyrics.
And you can read your statement on scary people, which is great.
Thank you.
I'm going to read it. Scary people, these are your words, not mine.
Okay.
Scary people sheds light on the toxicity that surrounds us, reaching out to those who are desperate and suffering in their own way, letting them know that despite the truth, we are living in a scary time, a scary place amongst scary people, that we must stay strong, fight that fire with fire, and keep the love alive, burning always with the hardest flame. And, you know, I agree. We're having fun here, but there's real stuff going on in the world. So
yeah,
we
is.
Shouldn't just pass that over.
Mm-mm. Not at all. I've never written
moving on
politically, just quickly. But I never have, and like it just felt like it, you know, when I moved here, Trump became president just as I moved, and I saw how big an impact that had on my friends that live here, their families, their friends, and that chain reaction, it affected everyone, and it was global as well. So it was a big thing, and that made me think about, you know, all this other stuff that's happening in the world, and that we're so much more aware of it. It's always been happening. But the fact that we're more aware, I think, is, you know, one step forward to change, which is important.
It's truly unbelievable what's going on. I sometimes wonder, like, how the textbooks are going to explain, like, history books are going to explain to my son, like, oh, and 45th president of the United States, how are they going to explain that one?
Right.
But, you know, we'll get through it because, yeah, it's brought to light. It's brought things to the surface that we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I think it's time. I want to hear your debut single.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
You ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
All right.
This is called Scary People. And it's live right here.
Woo.
Are you ready for it?
I don't know.
I don't know. You look relaxed right now. Like,
I'm just relaxing.
Your hands are behind your head. You're just kicking back.
I'm just relaxing.
Yeah.
I almost fell asleep.
Well, we can keep
just
talking.
Just like really relaxed.
We can keep talking if you want.
I'll play the song.
I can read you like a bedtime story.
What would you read? You read me some Harry Potter or?
I would read you probably, what are those, those stories that get passed around the internet? They're like scary stories, spooky stories. They're called
like campfire
spooky
stories.
Spooky spaghetti or something.
What?
What are they?
Spooghetti?
Creepy pastas.
Creepy pastas.
Creepy pastas. It's a thing. Look it up.
What do you call a fake noodle? An imposter.
Well, only if you have your accent, because I would say an imposter. And that doesn't work.
That's better, actually. It sounds more like both of the words.
No, imposta sounds better.
Oh.
Anyway, all right, let's just do this. I'm ready. I want to hear this.
All right.
Without any further delay, this is Georgie K's debut single live on Human Crafted Radio. Scary People. Take it away, Georgie.
I got it wrong. I got excited. Here we go. This is the remix. Yeah.
We fight that fire with fire because it's all that we got. Our love is burning so bright it could light them up. We stick together. We do this forever. Nothing can stop us now. Now, now. We live in a scary time, scary place, scary people. Once you cross that line, no going back. We live in a scary time, scary place, scary people. We live in a scary time, scary place, scary people. Once you cross that line, no going back. We live in a scary time, scary place, scary people. No, all the vultures in the sky. See the static on the TV. Feel the violence of the night. We fight that fire with fire because it's all that we got. Our love is burning so bright it could light them up. We stick together, we do this forever. Nothing can stop us now, now, now. We live in a scary time, scary place, scary people. Once you cross that line, no going back. We live in a scary time, scary place, scary people. We live in a scary time, scary place, scary people. Once you cross that line, no going back. We live in a scary time, scary place, scary people. In a scary time.
Scary People, that's the debut single from Georgie K.
That was a bit of a remix there.
It was awesome. It was, I was listening to those vocal samples. That was your voice like spliced up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what you were talking about earlier. Now I hear it. I love it.
Thank you.
That's really cool. It's you. It's your voice making those effects.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. I feel like you would appreciate this. Do you have Instagram?
Yes, I definitely do.
Okay, so I just found this awesome, this is totally unrelated. I just found this awesome account called Unspirational, like inspirational but unspirational. And they have these great like inspirational quotes. I'm going to read you a couple of my favorite. There are two types of people in the world. I hate both of them. That's a good one. Happiness is temporary. Death is forever. Have a nice weekend.
I like that. That's nice.
Yeah, that's a good one to post on like Saturday morning after you're waking up with a hangover. The more inspirational quotes someone posts, the more I worry about them. That's true, right?
It is, actually. That definitely like comes to mind when, you know, someone's posting a lot of stuff like that. You're like, oh, you poor little bugger.
Yeah, I wonder what. Oh, yeah, you wonder what they're going through. Don't talk to me until I've had my coffee, and then after that, still, please don't talk to me. okay, two more. True love is when two people lower their standards just the right amount. Another bit of truth. And before you judge me, try walking a mile in my shoes. So you can see how little I care and how good it feels to be a mile away from you.
Oh my God, that's great. I like that one a lot.
That one's complex, you know? That's deep. Anyway.
That's beautiful.
Did you enjoy this?
I did. I really did. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. You should follow them. Unspirational. I don't know why I'm giving them such a platform, but
because
people in Russia are going to go follow them now.
Yeah.
You have some fans in Russia that are tuned in, right?
I sure do. Lovely, lovely peeps all over the world.
My fiance is Russian. She's from Moscow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. If anybody from Russia wants to call in, I don't know what the number's before, but our request line is 949-715-5936. That's 715-KXFM. You have a couple more minutes if you want to catch Georgie live on air. And yeah, so now we have to fill a couple more minutes because actually we're pretty much done. But you toured with Ed Sheeran.
I did back
in
the day.
What was that like?
It was great. He is amazing and it was really fun and surreal to, I mean, I was playing to maybe max like 100 people, 100 people a night.
So this was before he got big?
No, this is before I went on tour with him. I was playing to, you know, like a decent crowd, like just in my hometown. And then I got on the bill to support him and open up for him. And it was from like 80 to 100 people to all of a sudden 3,000 screaming little girls. That was so lovely and welcoming. And they're there because for a lot of them, it was like their first show going to see him. So they come early and they watch the support act. And it's so lovely. And I'm there with like this rock mullet. I got this velvet blazer on. Like super pointy shoes. That hasn't changed actually. But, you know, with a guitar
And this was your, yeah, this was your
singer-songwriter days.
Minstrel days, yeah.
Singer-songwriter on the acoustic guitar days. So that was, it was fun. It was crazy.
That sounds like a cool experience. I mean, all these things have opened up doors for you. You've experienced a lot. You've gone from a young child with aspirations of becoming a shark scientist to an actress to opening for Ed Sheeran as a singer-songwriter to collaborating with Swedish House Mafia on electronic tracks and all this stuff. And now it's made you who you are today. Somebody is calling. I'm kind of afraid to answer, but please.
No, pick up.
Yeah, but you know, they have to they have to be chill, you know? And
Let's
I hope it's not a telemarketer. We're just going to go for it. We're going to try it out. Human Crafted Radio, you're on KX93.5. Who's this?
Zach, this is Tom Faye.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
I'm great. What do you think of Georgie? She's great, huh?
I'm sorry I'm not listening because I'm not able to at the moment. I'm at the Festival of the Arts. I've got a table front and center that has room for you and your family.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Tom. You're on air right now, but and I kind of gave a call out to George. I have an amazing artist on live right now, and I thought you were calling to talk about that, but this
hey,
is
sorry, I'm not, and I didn't know I was on the air. Thank goodness
this is
clear.
This is a personal call.
this is amazing. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Sorry, call me back.
wait, Georgie asked you how you're doing.
I'm doing great, Georgie. You must sound fantastic.
Oh. Look, thanks, mate. I try my best.
I
hope you're having a wonderful day.
Zach wouldn't have anything less than highest quality on this show.
It's true. It's true.
And now I'm going to have to dial in.
And that's why That's why I did not mean to let you on, but you snuck past the usual.
I got past.
You would have never made it on air. Except, I'm just kidding, Tom.
I'm not trying to get on the air. I'm just trying to reach you.
Can you give us a pun or a joke real quick before you say goodbye? Funniest
guy. They say amoeba. They say that puns are the. I've already given it away. I blew it. See, I'm not ready. They say that puns are the lowest form of humor, but I disagree. I think amoeba jokes are.
Oh my god.
Get it?
Yeah.
Like, how many amoeba does it take to screw in a light bulb?
How many?
Amoeba don't screw. They just bifurcate.
Oh my god.
They just bifurcate.
They just split in half.
I've never heard an amoeba joke in my life, and I get two in one day. This is a good day.
All right, I've got to go.
All right, I'll see you at the festival, Tom. Bye. Sorry about that.
What a lovely guy.
He's great. He's awesome. But he totally just hijacked the session.
I love it.
But I think it was for the best. He's cool. Mm. And now he's going to listen to your music.
Great. Well, there we go. Everyone wins. We get amoeba jokes, get some new music, something about a festival. Good vibes.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Festival of the Arts tonight.
I got a new friend now.
Yeah, Tom. You should come to the Festival of the Arts tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Instead of hitting the traffic up to LA,
I'll teleport. I'll see you there.
Okay. All right. Well. All right. Georgie K live on Human Crafted Radio. Thank you so much for coming out and sharing some of your new music with us, especially your latest single, "Scary People." I encourage everyone to go pick that up wherever you like to get your music these days: iTunes, Spotify, wherever. Georgie's website is georgiek.com. That's GEORGIKAY.com. And we're going to definitely be keeping an eye out on your next move. So send us everything you record, and we would love to play it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me, Zach.